Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody kill me!
Of Life Radio, where around here usually don't have a whole lot of trouble telling who the good guys are, because those are the guys who believe in personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability. I am, as always, your host, the Chief, coming to you from somewhere in the vicinity of Portland, Oregon. Now, people may have noticed that I was not here last week. Hadn't forgotten about you. And it's not like I actually had anything important to do, but like the day on, a week ago, Monday, I was saying something to my family and I noticed it sounded like this, and I kind of had laryngitis or something. I lost my voice for a day, and I did not want to come on here and not be able to talk, because that's kind of defeats the purpose of a talk show, you know what I mean? But okay, I guess I can talk more or less now. That I would necessarily have anything more intelligent or interesting to say than normal, but okay. My voice doesn't feel too bad. It actually does feel a little bit weird. And this is kind of, if you join me regularly or whenever, I'm here and you hear me talk, but most of the time I don't talk at all. I mean, I don't know how long I had lost my voice before I realized that I had lost my voice. And so I may go a day and not say, more than a word or two to anybody. I may go a couple days and not actually speak a word because, in my house we don't really talk. Nobody talks to me because, as I occasionally mention, I live in a house full of leftists, so, they don't want to talk to me, so we leave each other alone, and it all works out fine. But, okay, enough about that, because I'm kind of killing too much time here, because there's a whole lot I could be talking about, with the leftists going full on crazy on everything. Try and hit a few topics. I've probably got more in front of me than I ever get to, since I don't only have a few more minutes, or another 25 minutes to talk here. But I'm going to try and, take a few short takes on things, not a whole lot of in-depth. But, I just kind of realized it should be a little easy to do this, over the last few months, as crazy as things have gotten, because I said it's always easier if you're going to do something like this to complain about stuff. It's easier to do that than it is to, try and build somebody up or justify something or whatever. But I tell you what, it is so depressing that it is just getting, it's hard to do this in a way. But okay, let's get into something kind of depressing. Should not be depressing. That's the weird thing. Let's talk some Dr. Seuss here. I mean, what is going on? They're canceling Dr. Seuss. Maybe not completely, I guess, but it sure kind of sounds like it because, you know, with the left, if you get anything wrong, then you are canceled and everything is wrong. So, you know, maybe nobody really found a whole lot of fault in the Cat in the Hat. I mean, other than, you know, the cat was, they were assuming the cat were something like that. I don't know. But I guess maybe it was something like, I don't know, I saw, I forget, I had all these Dr. Seuss books when my kids were little. But, you know, this thing like I saw it on Mulberry Street or whatever it was, and they, was that like there's some, one of his books had some Chinese character. And, of course, see, this is one of those weird things about leftists. You have to acknowledge diversity and everything has to be, and everybody has to be, you know, we have to have one of this and quotas and everything. But if you mention somebody, you know, and then now you can't mention that somebody has to be a different, happens to be of a different race in any context without it being racist. But of course, if you don't acknowledge anybody's race in the situation, then you're being non-inclusive. You see what I mean about how, what I said a couple minutes ago, how hard it is to do this? You can't make any sense of things. Take a drink before my voice goes. I was worried about this. Okay. What I'm getting is the leftists, they just seem to be having a harder and harder time trying to find something to be offended about, outraged about, because they have to tear things down, tear people down, tear ideas down, because they so rarely seem to have any good ideas of their own. So they have to tear things down, and so they have to cancel anybody that says the wrong thing. They have to ban books that don't completely conform to the right ideas. And this just brings up the question, can anybody give me an example of a time where the people who were suppressing speech, and the people who were banning books, and the people who were trying to destroy history, can you ever give me an example of where, after everything shook out, that it turned out that those were the good guys? Yeah, I'll wait. No, I won't, because I'd be waiting forever. You're not going to find that, but okay. On a somewhat related, but, you know, kind of different subject, said I wanted to get a lot of things here. Yeah, this is what in the Navy we used to call, it's exactly the same except completely different. Something I've, over the last few months, found myself spending way too much time doing is watching YouTube videos. You know, a lot of just some weird, you know, you always watch things, videos come up on Facebook and here and that. But, and, you know, I found, started watching, you know, well, movies and whatnot and things, but a lot of music videos. Because I was never, you know, since I, you know, was a teenager or something, that much into music, but I've sort of gotten into some music and different kinds of music than I used to, and I've been listening to, that I had on the radio back in the days when I used to drive a truck all over the country and, you know, usually listen to talk radio during the week and 60s or 70s music on the weekends. But one thing I've discovered is I've started watching a lot of reaction videos. Now, if you don't know what that is, there's all kinds of people. They have their channels, and what they do is they, you know, they'll they just some of them are a little more analytical. They'll say, okay, let's watch this, and we'll analyze it and break it down. But a lot of those are more analysis types of things, you know, a particular performance or something. But a lot of people do reaction videos. They take a song they've never heard, in some cases an artist, a band, a singer that they've never heard of, somebody, you know, who subscribes to their channel says, hey, you have to check this out. So they bring it up, and you get to watch the video of the performance, and you also get to watch the person who is reacting to it, and they give their comments and such. Okay, I watch a lot, and that's actually what happens is I find a guy who, I may watch a reaction to a band that I like, and then the guy who does the, or woman that does the reaction, did I assume anyone's gender here? The guy who does the reaction is, you know, well, maybe I'll see what they, if I like what they do, I'll look at something else they did, and that sort of really expanded my horizons into different types of music, you know. And some of it I really, you know, a couple months ago, I had never heard of a band that's been around for decades called Nightwish. I mean, who knew that symphonic metal was a thing? I didn't. It's actually pretty cool, Nightwish, if you're not familiar with them. But maybe that's not your cup of tea. But I've taken a long, yes, Vorpal Bite is here. He asks, how am I liking that Biden fellow? Not much. But, yeah, I have to talk more about him. But today, I was talking about reactions because there's also other kinds of reactions. And a few days ago, I saw something that kind of floored me. This was not a music reaction. Occasionally you see people reacting to other things. In this case, clips from movies. Yeah, that's a thing too. Here's what I saw. And I can't believe what I saw. The guy whose channel it was, who's doing the reaction, was a guy about, I don't remember his name. He's looked mid-20s, black guy. I saw that, and I found it interesting. I just had to watch this because what he was reacting to was a scene from the movie Blazing Saddles. Now, I'm going to figure people listening, you know, this channel may be familiar with that movie, but in case you're not, it was basically, long story short, a takedown on racism, a satire of racists. And what the basic plot was, the main character's name was Bart, played by Cleavon Little, was a black guy the bad guys in the government were trying to chase the people out of a town because the railroad was going through and the guy wanted to buy it up. So he wanted the people to leave. So he tried to scare them away, killed or chased away their sheriff. But they couldn't get anybody to stand up and be the new sheriff. So they asked the governor to send a sheriff. They sent Bart, a black guy, figuring that the townspeople would not accept him because he was the black guy. And then they'd throw him out of town, and then they could go on. We sent you a sheriff. We did what we could do. You know, you're on your own now. Well, as it was, you know, Bart won them over and, you know, defeated the bad guys, and they rode off into the sunset. Okay, that's the basic plot of the movie. You've probably seen it. The scene he was reacting to was the scene where Bart is first riding into town. The people are all getting ready to welcome their new sheriff, not realizing who the new sheriff was. When they realized, they were not happy, and he found himself in some danger. It was all done. This was a comedy. It was a farce, a satire, absolutely hilarious. But, yeah, then Bart has to do some things to save himself, and it was really ridiculous, but it was funny. And the guy who was reacting, I'd seen the movie, so I'm watching him, and he's just looking at this. Comes on, okay, this is a Western, and then he sees the guy coming in, and he's watching. Well, as he shows up, we hear the movie Blazing Saddles uses a particular word. You know that word. It begins with an N, and we are not allowed to not only say it. I mean, we can drop all the F-bombs we want, and that's cool, but to say that one word, we're not even allowed to admit that we've ever heard it, know what it means. Certainly can't admit that we have ever, under any circumstances, anywhere, you know, in many decades of wandering this planet, actually uttered those syllables. Well, that word is used at least 100 times in this movie. Yeah, you can't watch this movie for more than a couple minutes without hearing it. So, when it came up, the guy just starts looking incredulous and, what? Did he say, did I hear what I thought I heard? And, you know, and then he could see that it was funny and kind of, but first off, my first question was, seriously, did this guy not know what he was watching? Had he, I mean, I know the movie is decades older than, because that movie's well over 40, getting close to 50 years old by now. But did he not know about it? Did somebody troll him to get him to say, hey, this is funny, watch this and you'll like it? Not knowing? Or was it all an act? But, okay, it was kind of weird watching him, but what really struck me and what all this talk was kind of getting to was something he said, and it was a very thoughtful comment. He said, could something like this be made today? Well, of course the answer is no, but, I mean, it could not have been made 20 years ago, much less today in the cancel culture that we have. But it's kind of strange. It's not because it's offensive. It couldn't be made because it's kind of what I was talking about with Dr. Seuss there. You can't, it couldn't be made because you are not allowed, the point of the movie is we're all the same. That was the whole point. Racism is stupid. We all have to be treated as equal. Color of your skin doesn't matter. You know, you got the good guys, you got the bad guys. I mean, it just happened that all the black guys in this movie happened to be the good guys, but some of the white guys were the good guys too. And then there were the townspeople who were the confused guys and started out as iffy and came around. That was the point of the movie. It was kind of about redemption, but these days, you can't make a movie like that because you are not allowed to say, besides anything blatantly racist, is you're not allowed to admit that or state that it doesn't, race doesn't matter. That's the whole thing. And that's what just totally amazed me. So, yeah, that was kind of a long, drawn-out thing, way to get to something. And I still have all kinds of things I kind of wanted to talk about. So, a few minutes here. Okay, let me give you the latest from Blue Checkmark Guy. And yeah, this is an old high school classmate of mine who is actually a rather well-known journalist. And since he doesn't go around burning down buildings, he considers himself a very sensible moderate or something. And this guy is like, he is your typical leftist journalist. So he writes things on Facebook just out of the blue from time to time. And let me read his latest bit of wisdom. No wonder Dumpster and his allies, Dumpster referring to, just to go, refers to Trump. He refused to type Trump's name. He referred to him when he was president as POTUS or Drump or whatever. He refuses to type his name. No wonder Dumpster and his allies are trying to get New York Governor Cuomo to resign so they can replace him with someone who will drop the investigation or pardon Trump. Oh, I did type Trump. It's pretty strange that every day another woman comes out against Cuomo. Why didn't they do it all those years ago? Where's the smoking gun proof? This habit of bringing up sexual abuse years later is insulting to those who have gone through it. Okay, so that's what he wrote. So his point was everything that's coming up about the accusations against Cuomo, I mean the sexual harassment accusations, separate from his brilliant handling of the COVID pandemic in New York. But all of this was somehow something brought up by Trump as a distraction. And we shouldn't listen to the women who come up with things after the fact, you know. Now, they're on the thread on the on that post, I mean, there was a pretty big discussion. Some people disagreed with some of that. More so, usually his Facebook page is kind of an echo chamber. I never engage in it, but I like to read it. But nonetheless. I just found it interesting. He was talking about this habit of bringing up sexual abuse years later is insulting to those who've gone through it. Now, I talked about this guy a couple of years ago, because this was the guy who said that the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh was like up there with 9/11 and the JFK assassination as one of the worst things that ever happened in the United States. Because how could we possibly confirm a man who had, you know, had all these accusations against him? He must be guilty, must believe all women. But now that the shoe's on the other foot, well, I guess the bottom line on this is, if it wasn't for double standards, the leftists wouldn't have any standards at all. And yeah, so there it is. And I've gone down to the last 4 minutes of the show, and I do have a little something I want to do. So I will say hi, Vorpalbite. Nice to see you again. Since Trump is gone, I'm glad to see your attitude has improved, because at least you can not like the president and agree with a lot of the people who are here. And Tim Tapp, he'd been kind of away for a while. He seems back. I noticed he's got a show scheduled that will be starting in about 33 minutes from now, Tap Into the Truth. So you can join in there. And if you notice on the show description, there's a link at the bottom. This is a guy I know named Hopalong Ginsberg. He publishes some music. He performs it himself. A lot of weird music, but he does some parody music. You can get that. You can listen to that at that link here. But I got quite a bit of stuff. You can listen to most all of his stuff there. Some of it, particularly the parodies, you can download for free. He admits he's not a very good singer, so you can support him. You can buy some of his music, support him. Maybe he can hire a singer. But he has a little thing about the judiciary called Cowards in Black Robes, and I will go out on that.
Cowards in black robes, knees bent to the mob, denying their duty, too scared for the job, appeasing the brutal, ignoring the law. It's time we, the people, corrected this flaw, 'cause we're angry. Yes, we're angry. Oh, how we're angry. Judicial tyrants, their oaths they forsworn, by silence complicit, as despots are born. Truth is abandoned, the facts left to die. Stand up and be counted, our rallying cry.